Well, I mean, every time this question comes up, you're asking for the definition of a mystery, which is the Trinity. But, yeah, the oneness here is as close as any two people could be, and then even closer because they're really one person. The Father and the Son, there's no division there. Not in goals, not in nature, not in character, not in any sort of action. In every way, they can be said to be the same.
And yet distinct, right?
Again, I said it's a mystery.
Yeah, and I would just say, I caught something that you said. They are three distinct persons, and yet they're one. So they're not one person, but they're three distinct persons, and it's difficult to explain that. Mm-hmm. I take it on face value what Word of God says, right? Mm-hmm. But it's important that we see that each of them, and why we say they're each three distinct persons is when you look at the characteristics of what makes a person, God the Father has those characteristics, God the Son has those characteristics, and God the Spirit has those characteristics. And so they're three distinct persons, and yet one Godhead. They are one. And the Son, no one has seen God at any time, except the Son who has declared, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. Mm-hmm. John 1:18 says, and then those verses that were mentioned in John 14, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So the exact, we read in scripture that the Lord Jesus is the exact representation. Mm-hmm. He's the exact representation of the Father. Mm-hmm. He's the image of the Father, of the invisible God. So when we take all these scriptures together, and we don't have time to look at them, but we see that in they are one in essence.
Yeah, and I want us to just pick up two phrases that might be helpful, and like you said, we can't really exhaust it, and that is the one word that Tim just used, one in essence or one in substance, but then there's also a word that Alex used, one in operation. They are, if you slice across them, they are made up the same substance. But they also are one in their operation. And this is very critical because when we apply this now to the apostles, and later on we apply this to those who believe on the Lord Jesus because of the apostles' word, we'll get to that in a minute, what we find is that all that we've been talking about during the week, and particularly on Wednesday when we talked about our position in Christ, Hebrews 2 tells us that he who sanctifies and they who are sanctified are all of one. Same in substance, but then also now same in operation. So what does that mean practically with regards to the Lord's Prayer for the apostles?
Can I try again? like we saw that when we see Jesus, we see the Father. So Jesus just revealed who God was, who the Father was. Does it mean that if an unbeliever comes here in the conferences, at the conference here, he should see Jesus in each one of us? Like the character of Jesus should be manifested in each one of us. We are all different, but it's always the image I use with children. With unbeliever children, they see all the organizer of the camp, and they should see Jesus in each one of them. And they should see, I mean, they should tell, yeah, there is something common in all those guys. Unity.
So we had a few days ago that a bunch of different references to us being in Christ Jesus, and how positionally we are all the same. So that would be in substance. We are all fundamentally the same, and we should act like it. And then on top of that, we all have the same Word of God. We all have the same commandments that we have received from God, we should all be doing the same things, working towards the same goal, and thus one in operation.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
And I will just tack on to that. We also have the same Spirit living within us. It's important to recognize that with anything like this, if we say that we must or we can or we, mm-hmm. this is not true. Mm-hmm. Only through the Spirit of God working in us. And in that sense, we are also as close as the Father and the Son, for the Spirit is the third in the Trinity. We remain, each of us, ourselves, and yet we have a closeness to God that is, I believe, what is being referenced in this passage as well. You can correct me.
This is a very important point, and I was thinking of this similar thought of the fact that, in a sense, in a very real sense, this prayer was answered on the day of Pentecost in its first line, mm-hmm. because when the Lord Jesus is praying that they all would be one, it's not a prayer, I hope they all get along, right? I wish they would get along better than they are, something like that. Make them one. And they were made one, mm-hmm. the 11 disciples, not Judas, with those 120 in the upper room. And I would propose there must have been actually 500 believers, because we are told that in 1 Corinthians. Where were all the other 380 on the day of Pentecost? I'm not sure, but they were brought into that as well, on the day of Pentecost. So they were made one. And linking that with the scripture in Romans 8, where it says, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he's not his. So how is it that we have Christ likeness? It's because we have the mind of Christ. We have the Spirit of Christ. We have the Holy Spirit who is conforming us to be like Christ. But also, he has made us Christians, right? He has made us Christ-like ones by indwelling us. And so in first line, the prayer is answered because we are made one. We, the body of Christ, were made into one body on that occasion.
And just to go to the point that was made over here, in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, when the assembly comes together and when the Spirit of God has his rightful place in the assembly, and an unbeliever comes in, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. and an unbeliever sees everybody seeing the Spirit of God operating in such a way that the word is ministered, and it says that even an unbeliever, mm-hmm. what is his response? Truly, God is in this place. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's his response. So he sees, an unbeliever is to see us, is to see the operation of the Spirit of God in us, and his confession would be, you know what? I see them. God's in this place.